Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about a common theme that we all face in our lives, and that is the emotion of fear, of khawf. And what the Quran tells us about how to battle this emotion of khawf. The Quran has over 100 verses dealing with the concept of being scared. And a lot of people have a very simple misunderstanding, and they think that if we are scared of something, automatically this means we have weak iman. If we have fear of something, this means that we have failed in our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not that simple at all. And so in today's brief lecture, I want to go over some of the verses that deal with the human emotion of fear. And of course, fear is a natural instinct that Allah has placed in our hearts. Fear is the fear of the unknown, the fear of the future, the fear of problems, the fear of pain, the fear of suffering, the fear of financial, collapse, the fear of losing a loved one. All of these are natural fears that Allah has placed in our hearts. And one of the motifs of the Quran is how to battle fear, how to overcome fear. And that is why the concept of fear, of khawf and khashya, it is mentioned in over 120 verses. That is a massive amount of verses if you know the concepts of the Quran. Over 120 verses talk about the notion of fear. Now obviously, we cannot summarize all of those verses today, but I wanted to just mention some of the key points and takeaways, inshallah ta'ala, from this concept. And of the main things that we learn is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that fear is a natural emotion, and in and of itself it is not sinful, but we have to strive to overcome it. We have to strive to maintain and to not act out of fear. Allah tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. I will test you with aspects of fear. I will test you. So fear is a test. Therefore, if it is a test, we will all feel it. Allah is saying, you're going to feel fear. Allah is saying, I'm going to test you with fear and with hunger and with a loss of life and with a loss of money. So fear is a natural emotion, and we will, at all of us, at some time in our lives, there's going to be an element of fear. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, of course, they have an element of fear much more than us, much more than us. But every one of us, without exception, there is an element of fear of the unknown, a fear of the future, a fear of, you know, losing our job or, you know, our children. Allah says in the Quran, if you are fearful of your children being left without you as an orphan, then do such and such. It's a natural fear. We're worried about our children. So Allah is saying, I will test you with fear. Therefore, when you know that fear is a part and parcel of life, when we know that fear is a mechanism to be tested with, well then, we had better study how to pass the test, right? How do we overcome that sense of fear? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions of His biggest blessings upon us is that He allows us to overcome our fears. So overcoming fears is a blessing that Allah gives to the believers. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Right? Of the biggest blessings is that when you manage to pass the test, what happens when you pass the test? You overcome your fear. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ مُصْطَضْعَفُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ تَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَتَخْطَفَكُمْ النَّاسُ فَآوَاكُمْ. Remember, when you were in Mecca, you were few, and you were fearful. You were scared that people would kill you. Allah is not criticizing the Sahaba because they were scared. Of course you're going to be scared. How can you not be scared when you're being persecuted? How can you not have fear? And then Allah says, but then I gave you, after this fear, I gave you safety and security. So Allah did not criticize the fear. It's not a weakness of iman just to have a fear of a natural calamity. But without a doubt, overcoming the fear is a blessing from Allah. Obviously, to not have fear is a blessing from Allah. And it is one of the greatest blessings that Allah gives. And that's why Allah promised the believers, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised the believers who do good and are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Allah promise them? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That He shall give them power in this land. And وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And I promise you that after this fear, you shall be safe. Allah gave them a bashara, a good tidings. Allah gave them good news. Don't worry. I guarantee that if you are faithful, I will substitute your fear for safety and security. And so this is of the main themes and motifs of the Quran. Same thing in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when the Sahaba were turned back and they were angry and there was an element of uncertainty and fear. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah says, لَتَدْخُلَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّقِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ La takhafun. Allah says, I guarantee you shall enter Mecca. Allah promised them, you shall enter Mecca having performed your rites of Hajj and Umrah, and you shall enter it without any fear. Notice, it is a praise. Allah is blessing you. When you don't have fear, this means, alhamdulillah, you have at some level passed the test. So the goal, therefore, is to overcome this fear. So I reiterate, feeling fear is not in and of itself a weakness of iman. If it were, how do we understand? The Quran is full of describing the righteous people and even the prophets of Allah having fear. If fear were a sin, some people, they don't understand. They say, oh, if I'm scared, this means I don't have iman. No, Allah is describing the prophets. Allah is describing the righteous as having fear. And Allah does not criticize them for having that fear. It's a human emotion. It's a human nature. Allah says in the Quran, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, the angels came to him. Allah says that the angel said to them, La takhaf, don't be scared. Don't be worried. Don't be scared. We are here. The same with Dawood. When the angels jumped over the wall, فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ, he became scared of them. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ, the angel said, don't be scared. Allah didn't criticize, how can you be scared? Allah calmed through the angels, do not be scared. Also, Musa alayhi salam, if you look at the biography of Musa, multiple times Allah describes Musa as being scared, fearful. And there's no criticism. So the first time Allah speaks to Musa in Turi Sina, what does Allah say? That he turned around fearful. And Allah says that, أَقْبِلْ وَلَا تَخَفْ إِنِّي لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, come to me and do not be scared. Prophets are not scared in front of me. Allah calmed him down and Allah gave him comfort. So he was scared when he heard Allah's voice. So you all know, when he heard Allah's voice, he turned around. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا, he turned around, he ran away, scared. And Allah said, don't be scared. Come towards me. You should not be fearful in front of me. Then Allah says to him, go to Fir'aun. And what does Musa say? إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ, I am scared Fir'aun will kill me. Allah says, I'm going to protect you. Then Musa lowers it a bit and he goes, إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ, I am scared that they're going to reject me. Musa is going back and forth with Allah. I'm scared, Ya Allah. I'm scared, Ya Allah. And Allah says, what? إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, I am with you. Don't be scared. And when Musa stood in front of the magicians of Fir'aun, and the magicians of Fir'aun threw their wands, right? يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ السِّحْرِ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa became scared when he saw this magic. This is in front of Fir'aun. He became scared. How am I going to do this? Allah says, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلَى. Allah calmed him down and Allah gave him courage. And Allah said, don't be scared. You shall be victorious. So we have a constant theme. The mother of Musa, and she was not a prophetess. She does not have wahi, right? The mother of Musa. Well, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا تَخَافِ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْ مُرْسَلِينَ. If you are scared for Musa, don't worry and don't be scared and don't grieve. I promise you, he shall be protected and he shall be returned back to you. Now, what is interesting in this ayah, Allah is essentially speaking to the mother of Musa, but not directly, because she's not a prophetess. This is not wahi. This is not wahi. So Allah is indicating in the Quran, this is a very powerful point, that Allah gives you courage. Allah gives you courage. That courage that comes, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the mother of Musa, no Jibreel is coming and giving her wahi. No angel is coming to speak to her. But within her, she feels a bravery. She overcomes the fear. And here is where we get to the whole point of today's lecture. Feeling the fear is not to sin. The test is to overcome and act in the proper manner. To feel it is natural. You're going to feel it. But the more iman you have, and the more you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will gain courage by belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will overcome your fear. Fear in and of itself, it is a natural instinct. In fact, Allah describes even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of the message, right? When the wahi first came down, when he first saw Jibreel, what did he do? You all know what he did, right? He went back, zambiluni, dathiruni. And he says, the hadith is Sahih Bukhari, inni khashitu ala nafsi. I am scared, what's going on? Khashitu, it's the wording he used. I am scared, khashitu ala nafsi. It's normal in the battle of the Khandaq, the trench. In the battle of the trench, the Ahzab, Allah Azza wa Jal describes in the Quran that إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرُ. You were so scared, your hearts were in your throats. Literally in the Quran. Who is Allah talking about? The best of all generations. The best of all generations. And Allah did not criticize them for that fear. Because if you're not scared facing an army larger than you, something is wrong with you as a human being. That fear factor gives you adrenaline. It gives you a rush. It makes you act in a way that you should act if you control that fear and you overcome that fear. So to be very explicit here, the emotion of fear is a tool. It's not a sin. And if you utilize that tool and you control it and you channel it and you turn to Allah to overcome that fear, then you have passed the test. Having the fear is not failing the test. Is that clear here, right? Feeling the fear is natural. Of course you're going to have a fear when you see the enemy, when you're... Allah says in the Quran, you're going to be scared of losing wealth, losing family. It's a natural fear. So you have to act in accordance with the Sharia. Now the question therefore comes, how do we overcome this fear? How do we overcome this fear? The Quran mentions a number of things. Generically, we'll mention three of them. Three of them. Number one, when Allah sent Adam down, He gave him the commandment to avoid fear. فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever follows my guidance shall not have any fear, nor shall they worry. Following the guidance of Islam. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever truly believes and lives a righteous life, فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ. Having iman in Allah helps you overcome that fear. Being a pious person helps you overcome that fear. And Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions something specifically to overcome fear, and that is giving charity. Giving sadaqah. The Quran in multiple verses links being generous with overcoming fear. Why? Because one of the biggest causes of fear is to be in poverty. We're scared of losing money. We're scared of not being able to take care. So when we give fi sabilillah, this is one of the highest acts of courage. It is an act of courage and iman. When you give for Allah and you trust Allah will give you back more, you are demonstrating you are fearless. You are demonstrating your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so amazingly, the Quran literally links the absence of fear with being generous in multiple verses. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala man aslama wajhahu lillahi wa huwa muhsinun falahu ajruhu 'inda rabbihi wa la khawfun 'alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Whoever turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is generous, practicing ihsan. And Allah says in the Quran, Alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum bil layli wan nahari sirran wa 'alaniyatan falahum ajrun 'inda rabbihim wa la khawfun 'alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Those who are giving of their wealth morning and evening, publicly and secretly, those who are generous with their wealth, yunfiquna amwalahum, these are the people, they shall not have any fear and they shall not have any grief. So notice how explicitly Allah links yunfiquna amwalahum with not having fear. Unbelievably, and of course you understand it why now, but Allah says when you are generous, your heart will gain courage. You will become courageous when you are generous. A third thing that is mentioned in the Quran is to not fall prey to being fearful of other than Allah, and to cleanse your heart of fearing any except Allah. When you fear only Allah, then obviously you will become courageous to fear the aspects of this world. So Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is shaitan. He's trying to make you scared from his team, from his allies. He's trying to make you scared of everything. And Allah is saying, don't be scared of them. Fear only me if you have iman. So the more our iman becomes stronger, then the less we will fear other than Allah, and we will overcome our fears. And we actually see this in the seerah of Musa and of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's very powerful. It's a nukta. It's a fa'idah. It's an interesting anecdote. Look at how many times Allah described Musa as being scared in the beginning of his da'wah. 4 or 5 times Allah said, he was scared. But then what happened when he reaches up the pinnacle, and now he is fleeing from Fir'aun, and now at, you would say, the most fearful time, when Fir'aun is behind him and the Red Sea is in front of him, and even the Bani Israel, they say, inna lamudrakun, that's it, we're gone, the forces of Fir'aun are behind us and the Red Sea is in front of us. Now Allah did not say anything to Musa, but Musa has learned the tarbiyah. Musa, for 20 years he's been giving da'wah. Musa has gained in that level of iman, so that Allah does not have to say qulna la taqaf. No, now Musa says, no, we will not be caught. Allah is with us and he will help us, right? Allah, this is in the Quran, that Musa says qala kalla inna ma'a rabbi sayahdin. Also our Prophet in the beginning of the message, yes, he said khashitu ala nafsi, and all other small issues happened that demonstrated there was an element of khawf. But then 10 years later, 13 years later, when they're all alone in the cave and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is trembling, what did our Prophet say? La tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Don't worry, Allah is with us. This is what happens when you strengthen your iman and you perfect your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically you will become courageous. Automatically you will become brave. So these are 3 mechanisms of overcoming our fear. And when we do so, we will gain the ultimate glad tidings and bashara from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we live our lives overcoming the fears of this dunya and fearing only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the reward? Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. The reward of overcoming fear and of passing the test and of being courageous is that at the time of death, when you shall be facing the angel of death, Allah himself will send down the angels, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the angels will say to you while you're still alive, the angels will comfort you, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Allah will console the believers, and Allah will say to the believers, don't worry, don't be scared. We will take care of you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. What greater blessing can there be? What greater act of divine intervention can there be, that just when you're leaving this dunya and you're facing your biggest uncertainty, because every uncertainty of this dunya, even if you don't face it, other people face it. You know what it's like. The uncertainty of the akhirah, you have no idea what it's like. No, none of us have faced it and come back to tell us what happens. That is the biggest uncertainty. That is the biggest fear. And at that point, when you've overcome the fears of this dunya and you've shown courage battling the fears of this dunya, Allah himself will send down the angels at the ultimate time of fear. And Allah will say to the angels, go tell this person, don't worry and don't grieve. We will take care of you like we took care of you throughout your life by overcoming every single fear, every single tragedy. So brothers and sisters, to summarize, inshallah ta'ala, having fear is natural. It's not a sign of weakness of iman. If it were, Allah wouldn't describe Musa and Isa and Ibrahim and Dawood with having fear. Having fear is natural, but you must battle that fear, temper that fear, control that fear. And how do you do so? You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have Islam and Iman. You have tawakkul and ikhlas. You are generous with your wealth. And you are a person who fears only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you battle that fear internally and you channel that fear to act in accordance with the sharia. And when you do so, then insha'Allah ta'ala, when you leave this world and you're going to face your biggest fear, which is death, your biggest uncertainty, which is the akhirah, at that point in time, Allah himself will directly intervene and give you consolation and say to you, don't worry and don't be scared. We will take care of you as we took care of you in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are able to overcome our fear and have the courage from Allah and be given the bashara by the angels at the time of our death. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Faya dhulli wa ya khajali إذا ما قال لي رب ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.